30-year-old Andrew Curtis of West City, Florida, wanted to stop his ex-girlfriend from marrying another man. She had told him she was in love with the other guy, and it was definitely over between them. She was going to marry someone else. But still, Andrew hoped that she would change her mind. The day of the wedding came, and he was starting to feel a little desperate because it looked like she was really going to do it.
Yeah, that's what she said.
So, about 30 minutes before the ceremony, he decided he had to do something. He was going to go there, and when they asked the question, is there anyone who thinks this couple should not be wed? And then he'd say, I do! And it would stop the ceremony, and she would realize that her heart really lied with him. But he didn't have a car to get to the church, so he had to improvise. He went out into his apartment complex parking lot and stole a truck,
raced
to the church, but he was going so fast, and he didn't have a car, so he didn't have much practice. He lost control of the vehicle in the parking lot and hit a bunch of the guests' cars, caused about $2,000 worth of damage. Some of the groomsmen were outside and saw this happen, so they called the police, and they came. He was arrested. Andrew needs to understand that romantic comedies sometimes turn out positively in situations like this, but in real life, if you burst into a church on someone's wedding day to stop them from getting married, the odds are pretty high that they won't suddenly realize they're in love with you.
I think it's the most romantic thing I've ever heard.
Andrew was arrested for auto theft, property damage, and public mischief.
The good news is you may have missed the postscript to the story, but he did finally meet somebody and fall in love, his cellie, Leroy.